Hello again, everyone. This is Steve Green, and I'd like to ask you a question and want you to really consider what I'm going to ask you very carefully. How badly do you want to stop abortion? How do you feel about it in your heart? Would you carry a sign in front of a clinic? Would you try to entice your senator to vote in a particular way if we could? What would you do if you could end abortion? How would you step up? I'm speaking with you today to ask you to consider a ministry called Preborn Clinics. They've got a very unique approach that's been proven extremely effective for dealing with young women in crisis. And what they do is pretty simple. They bring them into a clinic and they do an ultrasound and they introduce the new mom to be to her baby. She gets to see the life that she's carrying with her, and they provide hope, love, and even the gospel in action. So I'm asking you to join Preborn in helping more moms choose life. So here's the deal. For $140, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds. So in other words, 5 babies live. The deal right now that's working is they're going to double your gift. So in other words, 10 babies. I think that's a pretty good deal. You can donate securely at preborn.com. That's preborn.com. Would you think about that abortion? Would you do something about it? I sure appreciate you even praying about it and thinking about it. Preborn.com. God bless you all. Hello again, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. I've got our good friend back with us today, Dr. Tim Clinton. We're going to talk specifically about the Waymaker World Conference. We're going to let him tell us everything rather than me kind of spoiling it for him, so I'm going to make sure that we do that with him. But of course, you know Tim from the books that he's written for us. You know that he's an amazing man of God, as well as being very gifted with the American Association of Christian Counselors. He's a leader, but he's a Christian counselor bar none. He's done so many things in his life, and it'll come out. He's doing a lot of work in a lot of ways. And I want to hear from him today. We can't help but talk with Dr. Tim without talking about the need to speak about mental health in church today. So we'll do that after we do a good job of covering the World Conference. So Dr. Clinton, welcome back to the show. I've missed you and I'm glad you're here.
Steve, always great to be with you. Very excited to talk about our upcoming World Conference and mental health in and through the local church. I can't think of a bigger issue or challenge before the church right now than mental health.
That's just well said. So lay the foundation, make sure we've got the basics down. Tell us about the American Association of Christian Counselors, who you all are, you do as a leader. Give us some background on the association.
Sure. Steve, the American Association of Christian Counselors is a membership organization that represents counselors and pastors from all 50 states and around the world. It's been amazing to see what's happened. You know, in a lot of ways, psychology counseling was seen as kind of a secular priesthood in years gone by, meaning that people were leaving the church and looking to counselors for answers, for help and hope, and were really going outside of a relationship with God and his wisdom from the scriptures and more. But I'll tell you what, inside the movement, God began to stir, and that whole world has taken on a whole new life. Spirituality is kind of seen as stylish now in mental health care, but in the midst of it, back a number of years ago, really in the late 80s and early 90s when I stepped into AACC, God was giving birth to a movement to kind of take it back, if you will, take back mental health for Christ. And the American Association of Christian Counselors was born, had no idea what God was going to do, but he did. And a little organization started to grow. And inside of it, you've got a lot of mental health providers from psychiatrists, psychologists, counselors, marriage and family therapists, professional counselors, pastoral counselors, lay counselors, chaplains, and more who have come together. And God grew an organization out of obscurity into being one of the leading mental health organizations in the world. And so AACC, again, our goal is to be clinically excellent, meaning understand the latest in what's happening in the field, and then be biblically anchored and solid theologically.
Yes.
And it's been stunning to see what God's done with it.
And that's not always easy to do with counselors who are Christians as opposed to a Christian counselor. Sometimes they get confused in their roles.
That does happen, Steve. A lot of people claim to be Christian but do very little that represents Christ.
Right.
Well, what
that's
we've
in
tried
every
to
field.
Be is a watering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. In every field. We try to be a watering hole to encourage people to go deeper in their relationship with God and to understand what it means to truly be biblical, to be Christ-centered in the midst of what they're doing and helping people. And man, has it exploded. I'm telling you.
I'm so thankful for
Steve,
what you're doing.
The field, yeah, the field is wide from, again, professionals to like my five sisters over a cup of coffee. I call it coffee cup counseling. They do a whole lot more counseling than I do, and good for the cause of Christ and ministry to people who need people to meet them at their point of need, often overlooked or not addressed inside the church. And shame on the church for not stepping into those moments. But hey, let me say this. I think the church really is starting to do that in unprecedented ways.
Well, Dr. Clinton, you know that I spent a lot of years as a pastor, over 10 years, and did some counseling, but I always knew where the line was. You know, there's one thing to be a marriage counselor, and there's another thing about trying to help someone in depression. And there's that place where it gets clinical, and I had to know that place and wish I would have known about your association then as a pastor. And so part of why I like having you on the show is we alert more pastors to what your association's doing, so that we can be careful and not cross that line into our incompetence and making sure that we do no harm. So I'm real thankful for the association. I want our pastors to know about you. And one of the things you've got coming up is real exciting. You're exploding in your conference already. You're coming to Orlando in September 15th through 18th at the beautiful Orlando World Center Marriott. And from what I can tell online, you already have over 4,500 registered, so that tells me you're going to sell out. So tell us what Waymaker's about and what you're going to try to accomplish at this conference.
Every 2 years, Steve, we do an event called the World Conference. We've sold it out 8 times in a row now.
Great.
We've been in the Opryland Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. This is our first time ever to go to Florida. 2 years ago, we wound up making that transition just because the Marriott was buying the Opryland Hotel and there was some issues. But we didn't know what was happening, but again, God did. Here we are in Florida, a state that was wide open early on in the pandemic now. And it's amazing as the country opens up, the floodgates are just, everybody wants to pour into Florida. We're so desperate to get together. We need each other more now than ever. And to have a God-centered event around mental health for such a time as this, it's stunning. And Steve, you're right. It's very electric. Again, we've got people coming from all 50 states. We have about 40 countries going to be represented at the event. What we try to do is deliver an event that has a lot of content for people to come so they can get their personal and professional needs met. We've got 50 pre-conference workshops that are 3-hour intensives to choose from. We've got 25 tracks and 175 different workshops that you can attend. You can tailor again based on whether your interest is in marriage or say depression or it could be in church ministry, you name it. I mean, and then we try to platform some of the most exciting, what I would call mental health and ministry experts around the globe in our plenary sessions, a lot of praise and worship.
Yes.
We want to just pour into people. And I want to deliver an event, by the way, that Christians are excited about. I mean, I'm so tired of going to Christian events that are embarrassing. You hear what I'm saying? I want something that represents us well. And when people walk away, they say, now that is crazy. That was a God event. I'm telling you what, Steve, we can't promise everything, but I promise you this. You come to the Waymaker World Conference, you're going to be excited about what God's doing in and through Christian counseling and local church ministry.
I haven't seen your schedule of events, but my guess is you're going to have a lot of input on coping with and thriving after COVID. that that's got to be a focus of at least some of your plenary sessions. And so what do you have planned to help people go back and help others with recovery from COVID?
Oh, you know, before the pandemic, Steve, we had a mental health crisis
yes.
in our country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about we had a mental health crisis since pandemic with all the lockdowns,
mm-hmm.
the loss, the fear, the loneliness, the isolation, throw in the racial trauma, racism, the push for the vaccine. I'm thinking election mess, impeachment proceedings, financial hardships, the administration transitions, concerns and questions about the direction of our country. It was intuitive that we would have an uptick
yes.
in depression and anxiety and suicide and so much more. Just think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have seen that on steroids. When you look at some of the research that's out there, it's sad. Look what's happening with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Suicide for teenagers is escalating horribly. Moms and dads who weren't doing well prior to the pandemic are in like disaster mode in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Tension, domestic violence, things like that are escalating. It's like the church in the middle of all this has got to address this. We can't turn a blind eye again and continue just to, quote, focus on not ministering to these people who are flooding into our church looking for help, hope, and encouragement. If we don't meet them at that point of need like Jesus always did, they'll go right out the back door. And they'll wind up believing that God doesn't have an answer for the pain and the trial and the challenge that they're going through in this very moment. And so, yes, Steve, we have 25 tracks. We've challenged our presenters, and we had over 500 people submit proposals to speak at this event. We narrowed that down to 175 accepted workshops. We focus on clinical excellence. We focus on academic scholarship. We focus on being Christ-centered, biblically anchored. Do you meet those
Good.
Criteria? We've got some of the best speakers in the world coming in. I'm telling you.
You're excited.
I know it's – hey, we're at the heart of this, baby, but I'm telling you what, this thing is cooking with gas. I mean, it's incredible.
So tell me who would benefit from coming to the conference. Who's out there that – might not think of themselves as one she would go. So tell me.
Great question. Obviously, mental health leaders, whatever role you're in. But, you know, AACC, way back, I got involved because my dad, Steve, you've heard me talking about my dad,
yes.
a rural country circuit riding pastor, three small churches, often had to do the janitor work as well as preach. You know that?
Yes, sir.
But he ministered to people all the time. I just wanted to figure out how to encourage my dad in his ministry and to provide resources from what we were learning in helping people so that he could have people in his church who maybe were wrestling with depression who could find real help. Maybe kids who were out of control, who had OCD or ADHD, or maybe even were thinking about killing themselves. What do you do when you don't know what to do? What do you say when you don't know what to say? So whether you're a chaplain, maybe a coach, like a life coach, you're like one of my five sisters who have what I would call the integrated ministry. You're doing women's leadership and more. All people who have influence in the lives of other people are welcome to this event. And while we tailor all of it at a level that's, that brings some sophistication to the discussion and some research and more,
yes.
It's at a place where all people can really benefit and be encouraged in their ministry back in their local communities. I'll tell you, one of my dreams is to see the church develop mental health ministries in and through local congregations all over this country and around the globe. That's my prayer. And so we try to put a lot of emphasis in here on encouraging people personally, because self-care is a big issue right now. A lot of people are pouring out themselves because of all of what's going on, and they need a place. Pastors and counselors and caregivers of all sorts need a place to come get their batteries charged and then to be challenged. I think that support challenge continuum is really important here. We push people. Don't be lazy. Stay on top of the field. Stay on top of the grief and
yes,
and crisis feel. Stay on top of abuse and violence. Stay on top of suicidality. Stay on top of addiction recovery. Stay on top of couples in crisis. Stay on top of multicultural issues like racial trauma and more. Stay on top of all those issues so you can more effectively minister the grace of Christ to people in their greatest hour of need.
Well, that's well said, sir. So tell me, show off a little bit, do some name dropping of some of the great speakers, some of your keynotes, some of the folks that we might know who are going to be there that you're especially happy to have with you.
Well, we just confirmed the 17th U.S. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson. Dr. Ben Carson's coming to the event. He'll be kicking us off on Wednesday night. Pretty nice ad. We've got speakers from Lee Strobel
yes.
to Daryl Strawberry, Lisa Turkers, Levi Lesko, Lieutenant General Wim
wow.
Boykin, Shanti Feldhahn, Tommy Mullins, Daniel Amen, psychiatrist Sammy Rodriguez, John Bevere,
mm-hmm.
Jay Strack, Janet Parshall, in addition to 175 workshop leaders and 50 pre-conference workshop leaders and more, again, all focused on bringing a word of
My
strong
goodness.
Hope and encouragement, you know that, and being dialed in
yes.
for such a time as this. And hey, we have some fun too, Steve. It's not people. I remember Mac Powell coming to the event and saying, "Tim, I know you wanted me to do a concert," and he said, "My band," and we were all shook up, thinking, "Hey, this is going to be a, you talk about stiff and this is going to be awful singing to a crowd of counselors."
Yes.
Hey, on opening night, Wednesday night, we always had a concert into the event for fun. And he came in, Matt came in and blew the place apart. I'm going to tell you what, these counselors are fun. They were on their feet. That whole, the building was shaking. Man, as they were going, Matt said, "Tim, that was one of the most wild nights we've ever had." He said, "We were stunned."
It.
He said, which really put fire. This year we've got Jeremy Camp coming in. We've got
yes.
Danny Gokey and some others.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that you get a sense of where we're going.
Yes. Well, you know, the good thing about a counselor is they know a lot about heal thyself, doctor. They know that having fun is part of the healing process and getting life back to normal, whatever that is for each one of us. They know how to go out and have fun, and that's good, and it's instructive, right?
Steve, can you imagine? We've been all locked down. Julie, my wife Julie and I had an event, an Extraordinary Women Conference in Tulsa,
mm-hmm.
and we had 2,700 women in there late spring, and this year. I mean, 2,700 women.
Did you go to Victory?
In the building, and I'll tell you what. They were so excited to be together. The place was crazy. Danny Gokey did the concert.
Uh-huh.
I thought they were going to rush and just, you know, rip down the stage or something.
I love it.
People want to get together. We need each other more now
yes.
than ever.
It's called
God more now than ever.
Come on, brother. We call it pent-up demand, right? Demand to let go, release. And
I can't imagine what that Orlando Marriott World Center is going to be like. That place is going to be just wild.
We'll hear about
it. It really is.
Well, I'll have to go to the meeting. I'll hear about it up here at the building. I mean, I'll see the roof come off.
Steve, I hope so. I hope we just light the city of Orlando up. You know, interesting piece, too. We're doing a special event I think it's Thursday or Friday, for pastors in the Orlando area on teen suicide.
Good.
And so we're inviting in all the locals because it's so serious. And since we've got a lot of these experts in town, we're just going to do a special evening to try to pour into them and let them know that this isn't serious. This is a crisis.
Yes, it is.
And the church needs to step into this hour. And you can pray with us that God will do a special work in our time there. And may God, you know, reach out and touch the city of Orlando.
Absolutely. So what is it that you hope? You're praying now. You're in a great season of prayer, really coming at the throne room with petitions for the conference. What do you hope people leave the conference with besides the obvious? Give us some ideas of how you're praying for the takeaways.
I want them to know they're not alone and that their God is as real to them as he was to the children of Israel in the day of old, the cloud by day and the fire by night,
mm-hmm.
and that heaven and earth, as Richard Foster would say, are standing on tiptoes,
mm-hmm.
awaiting the emerging of a spirit-led, a spirit-intoxicated people, a people who know the spirit of Emmanuel, meaning God is with us, and that he will lead us and that he yearns for us to stay close to his heart. And I'm telling you what, there's no greater joy than knowing that people are pressing in and they're representing him to the world. That's why we're here, Steve.
Yes, sir.
And that's what this movement's all about. This isn't about, you know, just the latest conversation on ADHD medication. We'll talk about that. We'll debate all that.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to say, hey, listen, God is real. He's alive. And he's transformative.
Yes.
If you can know what it means to have a vibrant personal relationship with Jesus Christ and invite him into the heart of everything that's going on, that's what matters. And we celebrate that unashamedly. We're bold about what we believe. And we want to influence the entire profession. We want to help be some of those who turn the world upside down. I want them to leave leave Orlando saying, you know what? I can't wait to get back.
That's right.
To the AACC World Conference. That's what we want.
That's obviously, I want to take this back to my home. My home and my hometown and my home church and everything that you're going to give them.
I had said earlier, Steve, that our real mission is we want to see mental health ministries spring up everywhere in and through the local church.
We need them.
We want to help train people to really do that work, because the hour is now.
Yes.
The time is at hand for us to minister in the midst of all this insanity and brokenness. And people are begging, crying for relief and help and hope and encouragement. And I believe this, Jack Wortson, I heard him say it years ago, God has no greater plan than to use people like you and me as conduit through which he channels his message of hope and help. He's the Father of mercy. He's the God of all comfort, who comforts us so that we in turn can comfort others with the comfort we ourselves are comforted by God. That's the calling we have. Every one of us, I don't care if you're an accountant, I don't care if you're a lawyer, businessman, or whatever lane, vocation God's called you to, we're all called to soul care ministry.
Yes.
And to encourage and equip one another unto good works. That's what we do.
So it begs the question of what do you think, let's just go to the counselors themselves as people, as humans. What do you think is the biggest issue facing Christian counselors this day, right now, today? What are they fighting?
Well, I think, are you talking about in terms of mental health, or what do I see inside the profession, or specifically?
Well, the big issues that are on everyone's minds that you know are going to be coming up, I imagine they have the same personal needs we all do. They can cope better. But what do you think is specifically the most pressing issue that face your industry?
I think people often feel alone. I think sometimes they wonder what success is, because often people, when they're doing well, they just stop coming. You don't know where it's at. I think it's always been a challenge inside the field.
Mm-hmm.
I think being able to stay current and relevant and connected has always been an issue.
Well, you've got good courses for that. you have a training institution.
And I think local church ministry to, at the end of the day, say, you know what? I'm a part of a greater whole. I'm on mission. And to really feel that. And you know, it's not easy. When you pour out, you rarely get poured back into.
Yeah,
and I think
that's right.
Really a big issue. I think that's the same thing in pastoral ministry.
Sure.
I think a lot of pastors are lonely, isolated, they're often empty, Steve.
Mm-hmm. They're worn out too.
They're
a first responder
they're
of another type.
And we need, by the way, we've got such a demand out there, and pray the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers. We need an army. We need to train up a battalion. Steve, one of the projects we're working on right now, it's called our Mental Health Coach First Responder Program. We launched it a year ago. It's a training program to quote, train certified mental health coaches in and through the local church.
Okay.
Our goal was to bring on churches and say, hey, listen, we want to challenge you to train 1, 2, 3, maybe up to 10 mental health coaches in and through your local church. We got some people to help support this, and we launched a training program, a legitimate bona fide training program. It's 41 hours in length, featuring some of the best experts in mental health and ministry leaders in the world. Put it all on video, robust learning platform, And Steve, our goal was to see if we could get 750 churches and 7,500 students in and through those churches,
yes,
those 750 churches, to develop mental health ministries. Again, we thought that's a big, hairy, audacious goal.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we had no idea what would happen. God did. Steve, within 1 year now, we have enrolled 5,000 churches.
Wow.
More than 13,000 active students enrolled in and through those churches. And our goal, these people said, Tim, let's explode this thing. Let's
mm-hmm.
take it to 10,000 churches, 22,000 students. Let's see what God wants to do. And so, Steve, here's an opportunity. Here's the best thing. This is the most stunning thing. It's free to churches, and it's tuition-free. There's a small technology fee, but it's tuition-free to the people in and through those churches who are picked in those churches to be that first line of defense. Certified mental health coaches. 39 states recognize that level of provider. You can become a certified mental health coach in and through this program by signing up. And I don't know if you mind me giving a URL here, but I'm just
yes.
telling you. It's beautiful. It's free to churches. It's tuition free to students right now. It's going to fill up. It's almost full, but it's Light University, LIGHT, university.com/mental health coach. And I'm telling you, Steve,
mm-hmm.
I'm at breakfast this morning. A lady overhears me talking. She said, we're visiting from out of town. Dr. Clinton, I just wanted to say hi to you. Our church in North Carolina is doing the mental health coach program right now. I just finished it. I'm a certified mental health coach. There are 45 people in our church who are going through that program now, right now. It's revolutionizing our ministry in and through our local church.
Amazing.
And it's changing our community already, Steve. Is that not crazy?
No, it's not crazy. It's spot on, brother. Way to go.
Only God could do it.
That's right, because it's that big. That's so good.
I'm encouraged.
So you didn't give me the URL. Give it now, brother. Come on.
Yes. So Light University, LIGHT, lightuniversity.com/mental health coach. Everything you need to know about getting your church enrolled and maybe you becoming a certified mental health coach is right there. lightuniversity.com/mental health coach. And
yes.
we didn't mention the Waymaker. If you want to go to the Waymaker World Conference,
I'm sitting here waiting on you.
You need to get in. It that thing is selling out. You can go up on AACC.net, or worldconference.net. And I everything about the Waymaker is up there. If you can only go to one event in 2021,
that's
go to Orlando, the Waymaker World Conference. I promise you,
it's gonna
you'll
rock.
Be so encouraged.
And you're going to go home
yeah.
a lot better than you came in. Agreed?
Amen.
Brother, let's not end this
Agreed.
Podcast without a word from you, a word from the Lord, what you had in your devotion today, yesterday, something fresh. Bless our listeners with some good quality, Dr. Tim. Talk to us about what's on your
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, don't
sir.
Grow weary in well-doing.
That's a good word.
For in due season you will reap if you faint not. Hey, do good to everyone, especially to those who are of the household of faith. That word encouraged me because I see, even inside of modern day Christianity, so much chaos, backbiting, division. We need each other
yes.
more now than ever. We need to encourage one another. We need to stand strong. We're on mission here. And my earnest prayer is that God would go before us, and that when people see us, when they see me, it's what I want for my family. I prayed since my kids were little. God, help me to be a good dad to my kids.
Yes, sir.
Openly
what a
in
prayer.
Front of them. I want God to see. I want people to see God in us. That's what I want. And God,
Amen.
I pray that we would represent you well, and that we would bring great glory to your name. For without you, we're nothing. We have nothing. But with you, all things are possible.
Amen. Well, we'll take that prayer as a perfect place in the podcast, Dr. Clinton. I appreciate you finding time to be on this show. Very important conference. We need people to attend. We need them to register. We need people to step up and get involved in this mental health coach, the first responder training program. You've given the URLs several times now. The good thing about a podcast, it's always here for you. Go back and listen to it, pick it up. Most importantly, Dr. Clinton, we're going to be praying. This is an important thing to not leave to man, but to bathe it with prayer, because you're going to gather in the name
Amen,
of Jesus.
Steve.
You've got a great opportunity Amen. To worship and pray, and not just touch one life, but touch the multiple of that one person who's going to go back and talk to 10 people about what they received
Amen.
And how they grew at the Waymaker World Conference, September 15 through 18 in Orlando, Florida. You'll find out all the details when you register right at that beautiful World Center Marriott. You're going to have a great time. Dr. Clinton, thanks for spending time with us. I really appreciate you being on the show.
Oh, Steve, I can't wait to see you there, and I can get a chance to hug on your neck, and you know how much we love and appreciate you and the ministry God's given to you. What a voice for such a time as this.
I appreciate you, sir. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep writing, especially. Love your books. Keep writing. When can we find your books? Is a one-stop shop for your books?
You can go to Tim Clinton, timclinton.com, or anywhere books are sold, but timclinton.com.
All right. Just go buy
one of them. Tim Clinton Books, timclintonbooks.com.
That's it, timclintonbooks.com. Go there, find a book, read it. Hey, it's a good thing to read on the airplane on your way in as you're flying into town. Dr. Clinton, thanks for being on the Green Lines Podcast.
Thank you, Steve. Blessings to
you. We'll see you, sir. Thank you. You've been listening to the Green Lines Podcast. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. On behalf of my producer, Adley, we want to say to you that Jesus came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I'll tell you what, you heard from a great man today. Listen to this podcast again. Get down anything you missed. But be encouraged. Be of good cheer. Know that the Lord has made a provision, a way for you, a way to deal with your anxiety, your depression. Just come into this conference. See what God's got for you. Thank you all for listening, and God bless you.